This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Rick Camp's bringing the fire today, man. The bam, musical bam, choice. Bam, bam. This was pretty good. That was pretty good. Absolutely love it. Next hour is the power hour on the show. All our bets for tonight, 6:20 p.m. Eastern. All our bets tonight, Major League Baseball. I got four of them. Going to look to get off the schneid after last night's stinker. So more baseball bets coming your way from the entire crew, myself, Ken, and everybody. 6:20 p.m. Eastern. Vic Chauksy has his favorite NBA draft player props. Reid Wallach along with BetQL's five-star plays. We started this hour, Ken, with a very spirited discussion. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, on who could potentially lead the NFL in rushing yards this season. I just love talking about this stuff because we absolutely love betting and talking about the National Football League. And so too does our next guest. He is the newly minted chief strategy officer over at FTN. Last time he was on the show, you knew him from the Action Network. He has made the move over to FTN where he's, you know, making moves behind the scenes, you know, doing great content over at FTN. And that is Matt Friedman on Twitter at Matt F the Oracle. Matt, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken here on a Wednesday. BetQL, how you doing, my friend? And congratulations on the move to FTN.
Thanks, guys. Very excited about it. Gotta say, it's a title I just made up for myself. I don't know if anyone at the company actually knows that that's my unofficial title, but I'm very happy to be there. And of course, doing content and pitching in behind the scenes. It's a great team. And man, looking forward to the NFL season.
Can I toss something out there? Yeah. I used to, when I used to produce radio, I created titles for myself. It became like a running joke. When I produced the night show on NFL radio at Sirius XM when I was like 25, I made National Evening Producer, and then people started calling me NEP as a result. So I am well-versed in the creation of titles and putting them on the email. So I love that.
And if you're ever in doubt, and as someone who has an extensive TV background experience, if you're ever in doubt and you are a lower-level TV employee, just call yourself a producer. Just producer, because producer could be one of about a million different things, and you're probably not really a producer. But if you say producer, nobody's really going to check on it, and that's okay. Maybe get a job that you wanted. Maybe, you know, if Matt becomes maybe become chief content strategy officer for a startup gambling company and do the work that way. Matt, we had a discussion last segment about leading rusher in the NFL. And I know there's a running back that you like, and this can fold into to your answer. Maybe you like some other guys as well, though. So we'll keep it open-ended. Nick and I debated basically who will be the leading rusher, most rushing yards in the NFL. Not surprisingly, Derrick Henry is the favorite. Dalvin Cook right behind him. And then it kind of spreads out from there to some of the usual suspects, guys who had a lot of carries or a lot of success last season. Najee Harris was the last running back that we brought up as maybe somebody who could crack that, you know, 300 carry elusive mark. When you think about leading rusher this year, what comes to mind? Do you think there would be a valuable bet out there?
I mean, that's a great question. Derrick Henry is the guy that comes to mind, but he's everyone knows Derrick Henry. I mean, he's the guy at the top of the board, so it's not as if it's a place that has a lot of value. You know, I'm tending to stay away from markets like that, but you mentioned Najee Harris, and I do think that there's value in him, especially if you're looking over under his seasonal prop of 975.5 yards rushing, which just that feels like highway robbery. Whether he ends up leading the league in rushing or not, I think Najee Harris is going to get something close to the, let's say, Ezekiel Elliott rookie year type of treatment. Like, they drafted him to feed him. And of course, their offensive line isn't what it used to be, but with the volume he's going to get, I think he's probably going to get enough yards where the efficiency that he has doesn't really matter so much. So I'm wimping out on the bigger picture question of do I have a favorite to lead the league in rushing? Not really, but I think that Najee Harris is a guy that people should definitely be taking an eye on, especially over under 975.5. I'm tending to go over on that.
And the phrase that you used there was highway robbery. I could not agree more. I made the listen, everything they tell you, he's going to be a three down back this season. They're going to give him a zillion carries. So I'm on the same page with you, Matt. I absolutely love that. I know you have a couple other season long props you'd like to discuss with us here. We can get the Super Bowl futures and week one bets here, but let's talk about, you know, this kind of makes me sad because he's a receiver on my favorite team, but the New York Giants first round pick, Kadarius Toney, what are you thinking about his prospects here in his rookie year out of Florida?
I mean, first, I just got to apologize that, you know, it's sad that you're a Giants fan. And I say that as a Cowboys fan. But I mean, really, Kadarius Toney, this was a bad draft pick. Now, there are draft picks where it just simply doesn't work out. A guy has talent. The numbers look good. Whatever it is, it just doesn't work out. Kadarius Toney was a bad process pick. Historically, you can bet against guys who enter the league when they have no years of eligibility left, guys who don't break out until their final year in college. I mean, Kadarius Toney, he's a great athlete, but he's more of an athlete than an actual football player. And then you stack on top of that the quarterback situation, the offensive coordinator situation, and then that he has other guys who are playing ahead of him on the depth chart. He really might be seventh on the team in targets. And so when you put all that together, it's really easy to go under 524.5, which is his his receiving yardage total. 524.5. That's just a really big number for a guy who seems as if he's basically Tavon Austin.
Okay, so we're on Kadarius.
God, that would suck. That's depressing, man. Tavon Austin, jeez. God, still waiting for your team to give him 25 touches a game, by the way.
Right. Yeah, you know. Yes.
Apparently there's going to be jabs back and forth between NFC East foes throughout this entire interview. We'll see how it goes. So Kadarius Toney under on 524.5. Another receiver I know you're interested in betting this year, Matt. AJ Green, obviously, was like a stud fantasy receiver for a number of years in Cincinnati, now playing in Arizona. He has an identical receiving yards prop. Where are you going on AJ Green?
And you have to precede his name with the corpse of, I think, right, Matt?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, the ghost of the man who used to be AJ Green. I mean, it's sad. You mentioned that he was such a great player. I mean, Hall of Famer potentially, but at this point of his career, he looked done, incredibly done last year. Like all-time inefficient given the type of volume that he saw last year. And now he's another year older, going to a new system. I think there are, you know, two or three wide receivers who could be playing ahead of him this year. It just seems so easy to go under 545.5 receiving yards for AJ Green. And I should just say, as a blanket statement, there are so many outs that you can have when you are betting unders on season-long player props. So Najee Harris, he's one of the exceptions. I'm going over for him. But in general, the sharp side tends to be the under on season-long player props. And AJ Green, you can envision so many ways in which this prop could fail to hit. So absolutely love it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I would say the number one thing would be just that he's no longer good at football. But your points are absolutely noted here. You better you bet BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Wednesday, chatting about the National Football League and betting it this year with our pal Matt Friedman. Does a great job over at FTN, and he's on Twitter at Matt F. The Oracle. Matt, I really want to get to the week one bets. I think that stuff is so interesting here. So let's talk some Super Bowl futures. Then we'll get to week one. And we'll close with a flourish here. You got three teams listed that you sent over to Eli. Two in the AFC, one in the AFC. Lay them on us and why you think these bets could be valuable.
Yeah, so if you're looking at the DraftKings Sportsbook, some of the names stand out there. Washington at plus 5,000, 50 to 1. I think that's a great number. They're going to be better on offense, significantly better than they were last year. And their defense was one of the best units in the league last year. And I think it'll be even better this year. You have Chase Young, progressing in his career. They've added to the secondary. They've added to the linebacker unit. Like, that could really be a sneaky good defensive unit that people kind of don't talk about, but really shuts teams down. And then their division, I mean, as we know, that division,
yes, we do.
That division is pretty weak. So they could end up, you know, sneaking into the playoffs. I say sneaking into the playoffs, but sneaking into the playoffs as a top two or three seed. So I think there's value on Washington. Miami is a team that really catches my eye, 35-1. I think they are emerging. You know, that first year in Miami was pretty rough, but they have rebuilt it the right way. That defense is now incredibly stout. And that offense, you know, with Tua in his second season, they've added weapons around him. That offense could take a step forward. And then another team, the Chargers, Justin Herbert entering his second season. That offensive line has been rebuilt and should be pretty, pretty good this year. And then that defense, it has some holes, but it also has some talent. If Derwin James returns, and then if you have a defensive-minded head coach taking over, maybe bringing some of that Rams magic to the Chargers, you could see how that unit plays well enough next to that offense for them to make a run. So it's hard playing in the same division with the Chiefs, but I think at 30-1, there's still some value there with the Chargers.
So Matt, you gave us three good Super Bowl looks there for 30-1 or higher, you know, not like the general favorite team. So Chargers, Miami, and Washington. I'm curious, you know, bets that might be correlated to those teams doing really well this year. So maybe something like, you know, Chase Young to win Defensive Player of the Year, or Tua to win MVP, or Herbert to win MVP. I think Herbert's like 20-25-1, Tua 66-1. I'm not sure what Chase Young is to win Defensive Player of the Year, but you get the idea. In addition to liking those teams, maybe as long shot Super Bowl futures, would you be in on any of those kind of individual players winning those awards?
Those are great questions. This is such a bad answer. I haven't thought all that much about the MVP market since I bet Jalen Hurts at 100-1. Like that's my ticket. But you know, Chase Young as a Defensive Player of the Year candidate, I would need to look at the number, but that is correlated and that would be interesting. So that's the one I'm going to go with, in part because that's the one you mentioned.
All right, there you have it. And listen, I've been saying all offseason, I'm kind of into the Tua Tagovailoa MVP bet myself here at 66-1 for a lot of the reasons that you mentioned, Matt. Chase Young, by the way, plus 1,200 to be Defensive Player of the Year over at our show sponsor, BetRivers. Matt, I know you have a piece up right now over at FTN that you promoted on your Twitter, at MattFTheOracle, where you've broken down and have bets on basically every single game coming up week one, Thursday, September 9th, your Cowboys on the road at the Bucks, and then, of course, the whole slate on Sunday, Ravens Raiders on Monday night from Las Vegas. What stands out to you, Matt? We can get to some others here, but what is the number one bet that you are eyeing right now for week one in the National Football League?
Yeah, so bets on literally every game that is out there for week one. Full degenerate, and I don't even care. I'm just waiting for week one to get here. And the game that stands out to me the most is that Monday Night Football game, Ravens at the Raiders. I know Raiders are opening their stadium there with fans, I believe, you know, with fans for the first time. But, you know, what is their home field advantage really going to be? I don't think it's going to be that great. And even if we gave them, you know, an average home field advantage, I still think the Ravens should probably be favored by 6.5, 7. I'd be curious to know what you guys think. But at 4.5, which is the line that's out there, I mean, this just feels fantastic. And by the way, it's not as if I'm a massive trends bettor, but I do like looking at trends just to see if it signals maybe I'm missing something. John Harbaugh in week one, 13 years with the Ravens, he's 10-3 against the spread. And I don't think that's luck, because after the regular season bye, he's also 9-4 against the spread. If you give Harbaugh sufficient time to prepare, his team performs, and going against the Raiders team that honestly I think is a little bit overrated, even though they're not all that good to begin with, I love 4.5 with the Ravens.
Matt, you said you wrote up every game, D-Gen special. You can bet on every game. So I'm going to throw a couple more games at you. One stands out specifically. Nick's already asked me about this game. It's a game that I've gotten questions about as well when people are starting to think about week one, because it features two really elite teams. And that is the Kansas City Chiefs, who are a 6-point favorite over the Cleveland Browns. The Browns have been everybody's, you know, kind of the talk them up, like high win total, despite the fact, you know, maybe some of the underlying metrics aren't great. They're an interesting team to talk about. And then the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and they're awesome. That's why they're a 6-point favorite in the game. If you had to bet the game right now, and as you wrote it up for Fade the Noise, what would you do?
Yeah, so I am on the Chiefs, and It hurts my stomach a little bit because I do respect the Browns. Their defense was impressive last year, and it should be better this year. They've added defensive players on the line. They've added two impressive cornerbacks in Troy Hill and Greg Newsome, but I still have to go with the Chiefs. Andy Reid is 6-2 against the spread in week one with the Chiefs, and I don't think that's a fluke. In the first 4 weeks of the season, in his tenure with the Chiefs, he is 22-10 against the spread. Like, Reid is another one of those coaches who just starts out the season incredibly hot. It's like he's operating at an efficiency, a wave that other coaches need to build up to as the season progresses, and he just starts out there. So I'm with the Chiefs at home, -6. Again, the Browns, I respect their defense, but I just think in week one, Andy Reid comes out and, you know, we see typical Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes type of things from them right away.
Matt, I want to go rapid fire here. We got about 90 seconds to go. I want to hit you with three things here. Number one, how in the world does Philly Atlanta in week one go under 48 points? I already played that over, which may be stupid, but I already did it.
I believe that I am right there with you. I don't see how it goes under. I just do not see it. You have two bad defenses and two offenses that could really impress. So I'm with you there.
Okay, it'll be 17-14 and we're both going to lose. Hopefully we'll get some points there. I feel like if Amari doesn't play, we'll see about Amari. I feel like the Bucks are going to house your Cowboys on the opening night. Let's say he plays. You have a lean for us there, side or total, Cowboys and Bucks.
I'm over 51.5. Maybe that line is at 52 now. Whatever it is, I'm going over. I think that is a shootout. And Kellen Moore's time with the Cowboys, the overs are 20-12. And I think we can see that Bucks offense can put up a lot of points. So I'm going over.
Final question for you here, Matt. We literally have like 20 to 30 seconds. Just looking at, for people not watching on YouTube or on the Odyssey app, Matt, you got an interesting background there. I feel like this is like, is this purposefully like, you got some stuff there, but it feels like it's minimalistic. You got a lot of like of open space there. Take us through in 15 to 20 seconds, like how you laid out wherever the room that you're in right now, because it looks very fascinating, very feng shui.
I just moved here. That's the answer. I moved in less than a month ago. So still figuring out where stuff goes. And honestly, we don't have enough furniture to fill the basement.
I gotta tell you, I'm being dead serious here. I think it looks awesome and it looks very nice. Interesting. Yeah. Matt, you're awesome and you're interesting. We appreciate it. Everyone check out his work over at FTN and follow him on Twitter at Matt F. The Oracle. Stay well, and we'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Matt Friedman from FTN joining us here on the show. Coming up next, maybe we'll do a little bit more on the rushing yards because I like that. And then we'll tickle fancies with the crew.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The Prop King, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.